coffee or the show where you won't get bored. Honestly, I can't believe we made it past episode 4. But with the help of everybody at PG, Tylosaurus Rex, Study D. Oh my god, we done killed Tricky. We some bastards, but it's cool. We just being us, no fuss. He be back in the past, first class. And again, let me think about it. Meanwhile, thanks to the crowd, we listen to the show. Yo, we still on top. Let me kill a long way. Well, kind of soda. Let's just say the SG paved the way.
SG paved the way.
What up, Doe? I'm the new host of the Trophy Ho Show. Oh, well, Trophy Whores. I just made it.
You said Trophy Hoes?
Yeah, I made it a bad word.
You took a bad word and made it worse.
Yeah. Yep. It's me, Donnie. I'm the host of this show. And it's me, myself, and three Irenes with me.
Three Irenes.
Yeah. The Tricky is out due to computer tech problems. And Alice is out visiting Candace.
Hey!
Is he a PAX?
No, he's not a PAX. He's visiting.
Oh, okay.
Family and friends.
Family and friends. So, the first...
Who did that, Candace? Hey, that was kind of good.
Yeah. I could. I didn't think anybody going to catch up on it.
That was pretty good.
Okay, my first guest would be Rain.
What's cracking, everybody?
NM Rain, for people who really had to be tapped.
Yeah, NM Rain. We all know Rain, though. It's all good.
Who's this people guy? I never heard of him. What are you talking about? I only know NM Rain. I don't know anyone else.
Oh, who's this Rain cat? He sounds just like that NM Rain guy who's been on a couple times, so.
Well, people who know me know that I give y'all the short version. It's because that gives you street cred automatically. If you shorten the name, you get street cred.
Okay, Donnie. Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Okay, you already heard him. Amigo.
Oh, what's up, everybody?
That's it?
Okay.
Okay. And a very special guest of mine, one of my best friends.
Aw, how cute.
Yes.
Such an emotional intro.
Yes, I have to, man, because plus you're my favorite artist in the world also. And, you know, I look up the guy when it comes to the art. His name is Glenn. Hey, what's up, Glenn?
Hello, everyone. How you guys doing today?
Your name's not very creative, Glenn.
It's not. It's not.
Hey, we got Amigo Snipes. We got Young Twist, NM Rain, and Glenn.
Right. That's why it's at the end, because it's the most boring.
Okay, well, you want to tell me your PSN ID?
That's what I don't want to.
What is it? XXX smoke 420 every day. XXX.
No, it's probably like the worst name you'd hear ever. It's actually Glenuine.
Same OG.
Glenuine. Wow. Yes.
Are you channeling your inner Genuine right there?
Trying to get the ladies with the his gamer tag.
Oh yeah.
Same OG.
Say, hey babe, you can hit me up on PSN. Yeah, Glenuine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Throwing down your PSN, Mac.
Yo, baby, give me your PSN ID for I don't want it no more.
So just imagine losing in Call of Duty to such a unique name.
There you go.
Man, I can't believe Glenuine killed me.
Exactly.
I beat my guy named Glenuine.
Just imagine sending hate mail to such a unique name. I used to post my hate mail messages on Facebook. I used to get them all the time in Mortal Kombat.
Man, dog, you are such a beast in Mortal Kombat, man. You know, I was playing Mortal Kombat because I was afraid I would get you in an online play. You are gangster in that game. And for the people who don't know, he is a tester for NetherRealm Studios, who also test Mortal Kombat. And wasn't you the guy who control Freddy in the Freddy trailer?
Yeah, the trailer that was released for the Comic-Con. I did the combos in that combo for Freddy when they first released them.
We got a big shot over here, everybody watching.
Yeah, that's the shit right there.
I've been trying to get you on for a long time, as you know. We don't... Ricky, man, before I got clout the way I got, and I still don't have that much clout, Tricky would just turn me down for every single thing, and I finally got it.
Can I get a raise, Donnie? No.
Yeah. to raise these nuts. That's what. All right, let's move on to our trophy count. Rain, let's go with you first.
I'm sitting at a level 13. My trophy count is 1,346, and I got 13 platinums. Ain't been doing much since the last time I was on the show. School's on. It's been playing Vita, Vita, Vita for me, and I ain't got no platinums in the Vita yet.
Living la Viva, love. I will play that 13, 13, 13 in the lotto.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, man. Amigo, let's go with you next one, man.
Can I abstain?
Ruling no.
No, why not?
Because I'm the judge of this court, young man. Don't you ever question my judgment.
Oh, I plead the fifth. No, I'm just kidding. I'm level 5 with 158 trophies and 0 plats. OP every day. So, yeah.
Here's you last.
Yeah. It's a little depressing.
And then before we started recording, he was yelling at us for not playing any games.
Yeah. Well, you see, some of us own multiple platforms and a game on them, like a PC mostly and Xbox. So, you know, it gets spread out evenly. You got decent scores everywhere and nothing really standing out. It works.
They need to find a way to aggregate that, man. They need to be able to put all of the scores together, I think.
Yeah, then y'all have some trouble there, because I got a lot of games completed on my Xbox, but whatever.
Yeah. So you can say he beasting on Xbox. Yeah.
I got my PlayStation last. What am I gonna say? I mean,
so just going off your Xbox score, what would you say it'll be on station?
I mean, I got 20 completed games on the Xbox. I got like almost 100,000 gamer score. So I mean,
okay, completed is different. Then actually 100%.
I said 20. No, I have 20% all the achievements. 20 games, all the achievements.
Yeah, he's got 20 games that he's got the equivalent of a platinum trophy in.
Yeah. Hey, so
you got 20 plats will be it.
Yeah, but I also play a lot of games on there. So, I mean, I'd probably be pretty high up on there. Maybe not Donnie high, but I mean, still high. So.
Yeah. All right, well, cool. Let's just give you something just because you're on trophy horse. Plats.
All right.
With 108 trophies. I don't know how you got there 20 plus with that trophy count, but we gonna
got it done.
Them hacksers.
Hacksers.
Glenuine. Let's go.
I'm a level 15. I'm sitting at 1,800 trophies with 32 platinums. I used to platinum hunt, but I stopped once I made it into the industry, so I don't play that many games as hard as I used to, but when I did, it was a platinum every like maybe a month or so, 3 weeks, something like that.
Those industry folk, man.
Hmm. I want to say the word industry at the end of my sentence, a statement.
Or I got in the industry. What industry would that be, Donnie?
I said to the grown people industry. Real quick before we move on to my level, can you say what game are you working on? Are you testing for it?
I'll be starting on Injustice in the next few weeks.
Ah, yeah, you did say that. We shouldn't even bring that up. I'm just not putting the superhero fighting games, but I'm sorry. Yeah, my count. My count is level 21 still. I'm always messing up, and I choose to
read mine, huh?
Yeah, I'm choosing my host to mess up on my trophy count. I got level 21 trophy count 3900. I always do better reading them separately. And plat count is 50, but hopefully by the time the show gets let out Monday, I should have 51, which would be Sleeping Dogs.
Oh yeah, sweet.
Hey, that's a real video game, Donnie.
Yeah, I was close to platinum games before the recorded for the show, but I didn't quite make it there. And I always play real games. I don't commit to tricky them very often.
we had a name for it, tricky dumb.
Yeah, tricky dumb.
What's up with what's that one game you were playing for a while? The Sega game. You ever beat that? Or no? You get the platinum in it?
Sega game?
Yeah. I can't think right now. I'm having a brain fart.
Oh, he's talking about Vanquish again?
Yeah, Vanquish.
He ain't got the Vanquish Platinum yet.
Good. What's going on, Donnie?
I was having a good time.
You had to bring up old stuff.
I had to. I just had to.
I'm not even going to bring it up no more until I got it.
So where's it at, Donnie?
It's here right now collecting dust because my system has finally allowed me to play games on a regular basis again. For some reason, for like the last week or two, that it will only play games whenever it felt like playing the games. I don't know what was going on. But...
It misses you, Donnie. It misses you.
So the console's like running the relationship now? Like you can't play games when you want it, only when it wants to?
Yeah.
His PS3 wears the pants in his house.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't feel like I got a headache.
You better take out the garbage, man.
Can you run to the store? Give me some Coke.
Right.
Or you. All right, let's move.
It must be that time of the month for Donnie's system.
He said, "I don't care. We just throw some towels down. Come on, baby, let me play a little."
Oh, Jesus Christ!
So, let's move forward to the addition. That was great, Glenn. It was a nice one. I like that one out of all of them. Let's move. What are we playing? Glenuine, let's go to you. I'm going to call you that for the rest of the show, Glenuine.
Okay. Make sure you say it with a little twang, too, man.
Glenuine.
Yeah. Honestly, lately, I picked up DJ Hero 2, which is really old, but I'm having a ball. It's a pretty fun game. I bought the party bundle.
Oh, okay. I've been
me and my roommate go back and forth.
I've been seeing you playing that lately.
Yeah. Who's better at scratching?
Me.
Oh.
I'm not expert, I probably get like 2 to 3 stars, but on hard I'm like 4 or 5.
He's a beast.
So I'm not like really good, but I'm competitive. Like, you won't just cream me.
DJ G Wine. Amigo, what have you been playing?
It depends. I mean, there's a lot of League of Legends in there, mixing with some Sleeping Dogs, mixing with The Walking Dead, mixing with Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Depends on the given hour, man.
Is these games on the station?
Some of them are. I wasn't playing them on the station. The Walking Dead.
Why are you calling out like that, Donnie?
The Walking Dead's on there. Sleeping Dogs is on there. That's about it, I think, of what I said. So, yeah, you know. Oh, Counter-Strike, I don't know. That shit's all good, though. You got me all flustered, Donnie. Oh,
jeez. Getting all crazy.
Man, the personal attacks hurt.
Rain, let's go with you. What you been playing?
Well, I've been in school. This is my second week of school, so I have not fired up my PS3 to play any games. I've been gaming on my Vita. While I was at school, I've been playing some Treasures of Montezuma Blitz. I got down on some of the Mod Nation Racers Road Trip. Nice. And yesterday, I downloaded Sound Shapes to the Vita, and I started playing that today, which is actually a really good game. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Have you played Sound Shapes on the PS3 also?
I have, no.
Okay, so I've heard mixed things about people having different experiences on the Vita and the PS3, so I'm just curious. So.
I haven't had a chance to play it on the PS3 yet. Like I said, with school and all, I haven't had time to fire up my PS3, so it's all been in portable gaming.
So how does it feel on the Vita?
I like it. I think it's a really good game. It's pretty neat. Like, I, you know, throw my headphones on, and I was sitting there in the hallway at school today, and I was all bobbing my head to the tunes and getting down in the hallway. Everyone's looking at me kind of funny, but it's fun.
Have you gotten a chance to make any levels yet in Sound Shapes?
I haven't made any levels. I'm working through the campaign right now. I'm just over halfway through with the campaign. So right. I mean, I'm only maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours into it.
And is that a free for the crossplay or?
Yeah, you buy one, you get the other one free. So you buy the Vita version, you get the PS3 version for free.
The awesome. Way it should be.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that's gonna make me buy a lot more games, I think.
Hashtag entitled Donnie. The way it should be.
The way it should be.
That's all you've been playing?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Okay, well, as I said earlier, pay attention to last week's show and earlier in this show, my system just recently allowed me to play games regularly again. So I'm finishing up Sleeping Dogs. Well, I just finished it. Now I've just got to get my little backlog stuff. Mm-hmm. And I should be playing Ratchet and Clank right now, which I do have, the collection.
The HD collection?
Yeah, but my system made me fall way behind on my game. So I have also, what's that new game? Darkness. No, what is it?
Darksiders 2.
Yeah, I have Darksiders 2, but yeah, Sleeping Dogs and my system not been cooperating. So
weren't you playing through Metal Gear Solid 4 recently as well?
Yes. I don't know how far Tricky you got. Yeah, nowhere. But we talked about it before, like earlier in the week, and I'm on Chapter 2 on Big Boss Extreme Mode, which is very achieving.
How's the how do you feel about the way the trophies have been laid out? Do you think it's pretty easy to get to the platinum, or do you think it'll take a lot of work?
No, this is going to be one of the longest. I don't want to say hardest, but because you have to play the Big Boss Extreme Mode, even though it's not a trophy, but you have to play it in order to get some of the collectibles that you need. So yeah, this is going to be like one of the longest games. I don't see anyone getting this plat without beating the game at least 6 to 8 times.
Damn.
All over again.
I never beat it once, so.
Man, drop you from this cast.
I played it one time. I didn't play through it multiple times. I played through it once, got the story. But I mean, now that the trophies are there, when I get around to playing it, I'll probably end up playing it multiple times.
At least I own it. I own it, though. I mean, I have it over there. I just haven't played it. It's life of the video game reviewer is hard, Donnie. You got to keep rolling. You ain't got time to go back.
Hey, y'all just disrespecting.
I don't know about disrespecting.
Big time.
All right. Okay. Maybe you, Donnie. Maybe just you.
Moving on to our first topic, which is Black Ops news. Activision announced that they're going to offer a few options for their fans of the Black Ops 2. You will now have 3 options to choose from. First, the regular $60 copy.
Standard
edition. Or you can put out 20 more bucks and you get the Hardened edition. I forget about the, I can't use my black lingo.
The English.
Yeah, my black lingo in this show. But since Tricky ain't here, Hardened edition, which includes a steel bookcase, challenge coins, soundtrack, and DLC. And DLC not specified.
Doesn't it have the Nuketown stuff? Like the Nuketown zombies and the Nuketown 2025 stuff in it?
Hey, if you found out some news about the DLC, you're welcome to put them on here, but...
No, that's just what the picture shows.
Now, for the price of a Wii, you can get something better than a Wii, which is the Mega / Care Package Edition. $180 gets you everything in the Hardened Edition, plus an actual working, was it Quadro Copper or Quad Row Copper drone inside a toolbox.
It's silly, ridiculous, like all the Call of Duty Hardened Super Editions. Like, I got to get my little four-wheeler car driving around with a... the bomb on top. Now I got a flying thing. Got my night vision goggles. Like, yo, I'm decked out. I'm going to go drive some shit in the middle of the night.
Have any of y'all ever bought any of these, special copies of the Call of Duty games?
I have not done it for Call of Duty. I have done it for other games, but not for Call of Duty. They're all the big cool things are always kind of ridiculous. Like night vision goggles, no thank you. Little RC car, no thank you. And this helicopter just as much, no thank you. So
I don't like Call of Duty, so it's not. Glenuine,
you're
a Duty fan, aren't you?
The first and second one, but not really World at War, and not really Black Ops.
Did you buy any of the special editions of any of those?
No.
Yeah, all I've ever had are the regular copies. I've never bought any special editions of the Call of Duties, and I don't imagine I'm going to start now.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, well, I'm not a huge fan of Call of Duty. Only reason I put it in the news is because people who listen to the show are fans of Call of Duty, so that's why.
Okay.
So, moving on, is Sony announced a partnership with Gearbox Software that they will be bringing Borderlands to the PlayStation Plus for free. I like them apples.
a lot. I was actually thinking about picking up Borderlands 1 and 2.
I haven't played neither one of them. Now, Borderlands 2 is in stores September 18th, and plus we'll be getting Borderlands 1 September 4th. To me, that leaves you no room to play 1, if you even going to...
You got 14 days, Donnie. Quit complaining.
Yeah, that's plenty of time for people to get together and have some wicked co-op, you know, runs through just to get ready for...
I mean, maybe if you went and picked up all the DLC, yeah, you wouldn't have time. But, I mean, I doubt everyone's going to do that, so...
But anybody like me, I like to adventure through games. Like, games who even, that's not even action-adventure, I still find an adventure somewhere to venture through.
I bet you could get the platinum in Borderlands, just the regular Borderlands, in 14 days, dog.
You probably could, yeah. It's not that hard.
Unless I have somebody willing to play some online play with them. You know how those people can be.
Well, see, now everybody who's got Plus has the game, so you're supposed to be able to find some people who play it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's injecting a bunch of new people into the multiplayer ecosystem. It won't be that hard to find people to play with, so...
Well, it's not necessarily hard to find people willing to help you out, though. That's what I'm saying about the online
trophies. I mean, Borderlands is all co-ops. I mean, if you're not helping someone out, you might as well be playing by
yourself. The trophies are all story. They're all based on the story. There's only one trophy you absolutely have to...
Aren't there two?
...have online. I think it's just the one, and they'll tell two people, which means you're supposed to play with somebody. The original trophy says you're supposed to play with somebody from the studio, but... Basically, anybody who has that trophy.
It's someone who's played from the studio or has played with someone from the studio.
Yeah, and it just keeps rotating. So anybody who has that trophy, if you play with them, you'll get the trophy. And that's the only one you need online.
I was about to say, because I heard that trophy back then, but I was like, that is crazy. When the online, you know, parties drop from that game, playing with somebody from the studio, how hard is that going?
Well, the first couple weeks, they were like doing play dates like every day with the game. Yeah. I played with a couple people who were, like, dropping, like, rare loot, like, right when the game came out, and, like, playing with the community, like, in the beginning area, just, like, messing around. Like, it wasn't that hard to get at the beginning. So, I mean.
I can't say that's an online trophy that they actually thought about before they put an online trophy in there. Because they know dang well they're not going to be online all the time. And for you to get the trophy.
It's a viral trophy, Don. They do them all the time in different games. It's like either get killed by someone from the developer studio or someone who also has the achievement. Like they always have to come down or something. Like it's not just like only developers are you're screwed. It's always that or there's always an or in that. So I mean,
I was just saying they thought about it. You know, it's a lot of games that don't think about online trophies where you had to go play online knowing dang on well that your game sucks and ain't nobody about to go online. I got some more news about Borderlands. It will be getting 4 new add-on content for the campaign following the game launch.
You can buy it in a season pass. You can save 25% off on the original purchase. Yep.
You know, buy them individually, $10 or...
This is on Borderlands 2?
Yeah, Borderlands 2.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Borderlands 2.
Good. I just want to make sure.
Season pass. Get it while
This is what I don't get about it. By them saying, it said following the launch, you would get these online add-ons. I mean, not online, but add-ons.
Mm-hmm.
All 4 DLC will apparently be released by June 2013.
That sounds good to me. I mean, it's also not if it's bad when you stretch it out too far, which means like you're done with the game, and it's like, oh well, this new DLC came out, but no one owns it anymore. They've all sold it back for something else. I mean, having it out sooner than later is probably a good thing. So,
well, maybe just me and my Donnie thinking, but
here we go, everybody, Donnie thinking.
Brace yourself.
I don't think they should have the word following the game launch, because anything after the game launch will be following the game, so they shouldn't say that.
What are you talking about?
No, when I first read it and it said following the game's launch, I'm thinking like within the next two weeks to a month later that these add-ons were going to be there.
It'll probably be a month to a month and a half probably for the first piece of DLC.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, but they said all of them would apparently be there by the next year, this time next year. But, like I said, maybe it's just my thinking, like, following. When I read the word following, I'm like, yeah, I'm about to get this stuff, like, right now.
Following gives them a very ambiguous time frame where they can release it. It's not doesn't nail it on the head anymore.
But not in Donnie Talk. That's the thing. Not in Donnie Talk. In Donnie Talk, following means it's coming right after. Like, when I buy the game, it's there. Exactly. Waiting for me.
You don't see the dang on Dutts following their mama 8 miles behind them, do you? No.
Maybe it means that they're going to release the first add-on maybe a month after it's out, and then every 2 months you're going to get something new. Probably all the way up until June.
That's usually the way the release cycles go for those big DLC release packs. I mean, if I recall correctly, that's pretty much how it worked for Borderlands 1, maybe a little bit stretched out from that. But, I mean, it's a problem that a lot of games face of releasing DLC either too soon or too late. Like, I remember Mass Effect 2 had a piece of DLC come out like almost like a year and a half later, the Arrival DLC. Like, and I don't know how well that actually sold. I mean, maybe it sold well because it was hyping for Mass Effect 3, but I mean, it's a really tricky balance developers have to put out because people get mad if they release DLC too quickly. They claim it should have been like disc or what are they doing and like all that retarded nonsense shit. But then if they wait too long, some people, you know, they trade their games and they don't have the money to continue to hold up or maintain a library of video games. So they sell games back to get the next big game. So then they are potentially losing it on sales for people who don't longer own the game. So, I mean, it's a really tricky balance to get. But I think that the time frame they've given for Borderlands 2 really fits well within a game like that with a lot of co-op and a lot of replayability, at least from my view, it should work out pretty well. So.
Yeah, I don't mind waiting a year, but just me. Like, when I hear following...
It's not even a year, Donnie. That's not a year.
It is a year. It is a year.
No, it ain't a year, dog.
Okay, well, okay. 10 months, okay? Okay, two months from a year.
Donnie, do you keep all your games or do you sell them?
I keep all the games that I buy.
Okay.
Yeah, and only ones I buy is the ones that I know that I'm... You know, Resident Evil, that franchise.
I'm curious.
Stuff that I like.
Is anyone planning on getting Borderlands 2?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm
planning. Borderlands 2.
I would have it at some point.
I'm planning on not getting it.
I plan on not getting it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Tommy.
That's Donnie Talk.
did we say the price of the season pass? Season pass is $30.
There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. $29.99. Under $30.
It's following $30.
It's following $30.
No, Jesus Christ.
Next topic we have is Lollipop Chainsaw has sold over 700,000 copies in 2 months on the market.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I say it's a good thing because I actually like the game. I like the game, and yes, she's pretty hot.
Does that hit their goal? You think, or is that are they disappointed with that number?
I think it's actually a pretty good sell number for that studio specifically because a lot of their games are really weird and nichey, like you know, like No More Heroes and Shadows of the Damned, which none of them also did very well. So I mean, 700,000. I think they said publicly that was the biggest sales number they've ever reached with a title. So, I mean, the game was decent, and I guess it sold decently well enough during, a drought period. Got enough sales where, I mean, I could potentially see a sequel coming from it just due to the amount they sold. So,
yeah, you could see a sequel coming from it no matter if they didn't sell this many, just because...
Well, I don't know. I mean, Shadows of the Damned is really well critically acclaimed and has, like, some really cool things about it, but I don't know if I see a sequel coming from it. I mean, the thing is, no matter how well a game's received or not received, it's a lot of times it comes down to sales. Like, the companies won't take the risk if the game didn't sell well the first time. So,
well, that's not true because 505 Games has confirmed that a sequel to Naughty Bear will be spreading mayhem and carnage on PlayStation Network and Xbox Live in October.
Well, that's not a full retail release. It's a lot of it's a lower barrier to entry.
They took a step down.
Yeah,
that's like when the second movie comes out and it's like straight to DVD. That's what she
And I mean, I don't know. Naughty Bear was a really weird game when it came out because there was some hype behind it, but then it sucked really bad. So maybe they're trying to hope on cashing in on that name brand, and maybe people are like, I wonder if this game still sucks really bad or something. Like, I don't really know what their mindset is behind doing Naughty Bear again. But I mean, obviously it's a lot lower barrier to entry. It's not a full retail release. It's going to be downloadable, probably $15. So I mean,
it shouldn't even be that much. It shouldn't have been $10.
It'll probably be $15.
Maybe
$10 if you're on PlayStation Plus, Donnie.
It should be $5 and free for everyone. Okay. No, but Naughty Bear Picnic in Paradise is the name of it. Will offer 11 new locations across the Lush Island setting. Each will include their its own kills, bears, and secret areas. Players can unlock secret crap to a new sequel. What the heck, man?
What? I think you stopped reading that sentence in the middle of it.
Nah, that's me. It's why are they putting their sweat into this game again?
Probably because they're using a lot of assets in a way where it's probably easy to develop. Hoping to make some of the money back they probably spent in the original development. I mean, the systems, they're probably reusing a lot of the same technical systems and just redoing some of the artwork. I mean,
no, they say they're going to give it a...
They're redoing the artwork and like the settings, but like they're reusing like the technical side, like the movement system, the attack system, like all that kind of stuff. Just putting like a new, fresher, like front to it. You know what I mean? Like
they've already made the investment, and now it's just easier to pump them out.
It was like with remember when they were doing the Kingdoms of Amalur and that big MMO? Kingdoms of Amalur was literally taken out of that MMO and built around it to release something trying to stem off the tides of being broke, which obviously failed. I mean, they're not around anymore. But it's just you've already built up an infrastructure, it's really easy to take it out and like take a segment of it and redo it. I mean, it's cheap and it's safe-ish. So
yeah, Saints Row did that.
Yeah. So
they should not waste their money. Where they already wasted their money.
Exactly. Yeah, their money's already wasted. It's whether or not you're going to waste your money buying this new game. That's the question.
I just put that in the game, in the agenda, because I thought it was such crap that it had to get talked about.
No, it is. It is crap. It's stinky. I heard it was really stinky doo-doo crap.
No, you know what? When I first seen the preview, I was like, oh, sweet, man. I'm going to have loads of laugh and fun with this. It's a bear, you know, teddy bear killing other teddy bears in crazy ways, and I thought that joke was going to be hilarious.
Conker's Fur Day.
I haven't played that, but I have seen gameplay a lot of gameplay on that. But yeah, and when I got it, it was fun up to the third bear I slaughtered, and after that, it was like, what is going on? It's the same exact things going on all the time, kills, all that. I'm like, oh. And then now here's the same as that crap for a new sequel.
it's basically the Naughty Bear was a good idea that was poorly executed. Like
very poorly executed.
All right. I think we've all decided none of us are buying Naughty Bear Panic in Paradise.
Nope. All right, moving on. PlayStation All-Stars. Who's getting that game?
You know, it's crazy, but the closer the game gets and the more I hear about it, I'm actually leaning towards possibly picking it up.
It's the opposite for me. The more time is coming to pass and like what's going on, it's less and less likely I'm picking it up.
All right, before I move on to what's new with the All-Stars, I don't see what the huge big deal is. People love Smash Brothers. I freaking love Smash Brothers. I understand it's a complete copy of Smash Brothers other than the title and the characters that's in it.
I hate the way they do the scoring system in that game. It's literally what's scaring me away at this point. The way they do that scoring system, it doesn't make any sense to me. Only using those stupid like finisher moves to kill someone. Like you're gonna sit there and just like spam a move until you get that bar up and then use it to kill someone. Like I don't see the fun feature in that. Like it's just like in Smash Bros, you have to like use your abilities to like get them low, and they can fight to stay in the game. But like, if you get hit by one of these dumb, like stupid finisher moves, you're dead. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. Like the skill level in that game seems a lot lower.
Okay, I understand that. I do like. Yeah, I'm not really feeling that either. The level build up thing, but maybe they put some in. Maybe they put some in the options where you can toggle Smash Brothers settings or All-Star settings, on and off, okay?
Like, I don't know. Is it just me? Is it like, that mode doesn't seem fun. Like, does that seem fun to y'all? Like,
It does. Go ahead.
I'll say, from what I understand, the finishing moves things, they're counterable, which is kind of, it adds a different, aspect to the whole thing. Like, you're being able to counter the move. If you think they're about to try their finishing move on you, you can, you know, bust a counter on them. So, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem that bad, but yeah, I'd like to see give you an option, like in the options to set parameters, whether or not you want to be able to do only finishing move kills or, you know, just damage kills or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, moving on to the news of it. Well, Metal Gear fans will be rejoiced that Raiden would be appearing in the game. I'm not going to say that I'm going to be... Well, it's cool that he's in the game, but to me, did anyone look at this trailer?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I checked it out. I checked it out before we started recording.
Okay, does he not seem like the button smasher character like Eddie and Tekken? People who don't have skills pick this person to try to win.
That's a possibility.
Because that's just going off this, like he's... can put it on every single person in the whole entire game.
Well, of course they're going to make it look like that in the trailer, though. I mean, it's his trailer. They're going to make it look like he can bust anybody's ass in there, you know?
Glenn, did you control this guy?
No, I did not. No, I didn't. That's funny.
Well, yeah, so to me, he looked like he's going to be that token character that button smashers would love, as well as button smashers love Eddie and Tekken.
What is Glenn, what's your opinion on the PlayStation All-Star, since you're the fighting game man here?
To be honest, I've never played Smash Brothers. I really don't know what's
up. What was that noise?
That was like a crazy horror movie scream sort of.
What system did Smash Brothers come out
with?
That's a Nintendo game.
I've never owned a GameCube. I've always been PlayStation.
I never owned a Cube either, but...
I've never owned it, so I don't... I've seen it, but I've never played it.
Man, that is like one of the most funnest fighting games you can ever experience.
Hey, I plan to get it though. The All Stars games. Once I heard Kratos was in it, I was like, oh yeah, you got me. So I don't know. There's nothing you can say to deter me away from that.
Dude, I've been trying to get you on the show, man. I needed you back doing every single Kratos podcast, man.
Man.
Dog, man. Tell these people again, man. Kratos is the man.
Yeah, he is.
Not even trying to stand alone supporting Kratos.
Exactly.
Now he's got some backup.
Dang, man.
I bet it got a worse series. You'll fall in love with Kratos. He's everything.
I don't care how many prequels they get this guy. I don't care how many times this guy rises from the dead, even though he's not immortal. He's the man.
You don't need to be immortal when you can crawl your way out of hell, though. You don't need immortality. You just, you know, they knock you down, you just climb right back out.
Screw you, Hades. I'm going home.
But yeah, I plan to pick it up.
Okay, well, hopefully this gig will fall through, because if it don't, I will be game flying it. Yeah, okay, moving on to some more Metal Gear news that... A Metal Gear movie was announced.
Yeah, boy.
Which I'm kind of scared about, but let me finish. A guy named Avi Arad, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Avi Arad, will be producing it. And Arad did some of the movies such as X-Men, Iron Man, basically a lot of the comic book movies that you've been watching. He did those movies. I don't want to really hear anything about it if Kojima don't have anything to do with it.
I mean, I'm sure he'll be probably brought on as a supervisor in some fashion, but how much is actually hands-on involved will probably be minimal.
I don't want minimal. And the guy said he's going to try his best. He's going to do his research. I'm going to try my best to stay true to it. But if Hideo is not part of it... Like, as far as writing...
He's going to give an A for effort.
Man. Like I said, I don't want to hear anymore about this movie until it's been confirmed that Kojima is going to play some part in it. So when I hear that, that's when I'll stay up on it.
Who are you going to have play Snake?
Kurt Russell.
Man, he's old, though.
Man, Kurt Russell.
I think Kiefer Sutherland. Jack Bauer.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland, man. And his voice. He's got the voice, too. He could pull it off. He could be Snake.
I don't even know how what story is he going to tell. Because that's another fearful thing, too. Because the whole story has already been told.
Well, the entire, the whole universe has pretty much been written.
And it's already been in the movie form. And if you put it together in movie format, it will probably be a 3-day long movie.
You know they're going to cut it down some.
But I'm really skeptic on what the story is going to be about. And yeah, what are you going to tell us that we don't already know? But we would like to see.
What does anybody tell us that we don't already know anymore, though? Everything that comes out, all the movies and stuff, it's all been retold.
Well, let me rephrase that. What are you going to tell us that we want to see that we already know, but what's by being movie in movie form, you gotta broadcast for the moviegoers and the game goers, which is when it comes to the movies, video game movies, it always leans more towards the moviegoers than game goers. So yeah. That's what I'm afraid of. And we already know how they really took the Resident Evil universe and totally ripped.
Yeah, that was bad.
Up. Yeah, they done killed it.
That was super bad.
Their own thing. I mean, just straight up took everything from Resident Evil other than zombies out.
They made zombies it and the corporate. Umbrella Corporation.
They made it more corporate instead of survival.
Oh my goodness. So,
which is, when you played it was all about you surviving, you know, and it was throughout you surviving, you're learning more about the corporate aspect of Umbrella. But the movie was like purely corporate.
And I don't want to go off off last week what Candace said, I love this franchise until, I'm like, so, and that until being this dang Metal Gear movie.
I think their safest bet would be to really follow the storyline and make it like Metal Gear 1.
Yeah, just I make think that's the best bet if they go back to the original.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just take it to the original.
That's the one that's furthest out of people's memory. I think, you know, it needs to be retold, and I think a movie format wouldn't be bad for it at all.
No, this is what I want to see. I want to see in video game universe too, but in the movie-wise, I think it's good for them to go back to the Nintendo games and tell that story.
Let's all go watch Battleship. That's cool.
No.
You just disrespectful this episode. You know what? It's not disrespectfulness from me.
It'll break it off in you.
No.
You're like this, man. But yeah, that would be cool. I would love to see that in the video game universe for them to remake the Zanzibar incident and put that in the movie.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Because, those games weren't presented to us in a movie type format like the Metal Gear Solid games have been. So that'd be kind of cool to see that, you know, translated into that type of format.
Yeah. And I also realized that I have a game bucket list is those two games for you got the HD collection. You have when you put in Metal Gear 3, you also have those two games. Version of those two games. I have not played them before and I'm eager to play them and I just haven't got them. So that's my bucket list. And one more piece on Metal Gear news is that Kojima revealed Metal Gear Solid Ground Zero, which is a new game and it's using the FOSS engine. And that's what we talked about in previous episodes. And that's all I'm going to tell you because that's all anyone else knows.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before any real details come out about that. So one guy actually asked me about it today at school. And, you know, it's like there's not a lot out there. And I think it's going to be a while before we really hear anything solid on it.
It'd be awesome if the movie, like Donnie said, focused on the older version that hardly nobody knows about, but like serious gamers. But at the end of the movie, it introduced characters that were in the original PlayStation version that everyone knows about. So give you something to look forward to as a sequel, as like part two of the movie. Everyone is like, oh shit, like I know who that character is. I can't wait till the new movie come out.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, I mean, I think the whole thing, I mean, if it's done right, it could be done well. The comic book movies of late, they've kind of redeemed a lot of the bad movies from the past. And I think maybe it's time for somebody to do something like that with a video game movie.
Yeah.
That'd be so freaking awesome. Yes, you are. Yes, this is an uncensored podcast. You can even say the word, but...
Whoa!
But, whoa. It's not going to get banned, though, but you can say it.
Going Dawson, everybody.
Dropping in bombs.
You know what? That's in a dictionary now. F-bombs is a for real word in a dictionary now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Who would have thought Donnie reads a dictionary?
Did you find it in the dictionary? Or did you find some article online that said it was in the dictionary?
I have read a piece of audio that said that.
You read a piece of audio?
You
audio. Heard.
Didn't listen to it?
What,
you read
did
it?
You just watch the audio waves? Just sit there and stare at them?
He deciphered the audio code. And
it's listen to the last week's podcast. I told y'all how easy it is to read audio.
Donnie sees sound waves everywhere he looks, just sound waves coming off of everything.
Yes, I am the Rain Man. Was that too much? It's the end of the show. Rain Man. All right, that'll bring us to the end of our original topics. As a lot of people who listen to the show know that we have guest topics. And Tricky like to let them know that they have guest topics, but me, I like to spring it on them like Glenwang.
Surprise!
Is there anything? It does not have to be guest it at all. It could be that, hey, my name is Glenwang, and I've been looking for a special someone. If you want to talk about that, let's talk about that. Is there anything you want to talk about?
Let's talk about this new Oye system that I just read about in my Game Informer.
The Ouya.
The Ouya, there you go.
Is that Android thing?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. Yeah, you can talk about it.
Honestly, I want you guys to tell me what it was all about. I read the articles on it, and I thought it was pretty interesting, but I don't see myself getting one.
It looks pretty skeptical. I don't have much faith in it right now. There's a lot of talk behind it, but like nothing's been really proved that makes any sense. So
we talked about a little bit of it last week, and from what I heard from them is that you're going to be streaming games from a network.
Okay.
Is that correct?
What I think it is, I think it's an Android system, so like it's just like your Android phone. You'll be able to download the games onto it. But the thing I'm worried about is what kind of games you're going to be playing, because I'm not spending $100 to play, you know, my Android phone games on my TV. You know, it needs to have some decent games with, you know, whatever to justify the price to me, I think.
I mean,
so I don't see myself buying it early on.
Right now, it's like a lot of it's just kind of like, I can't think of the word right now. Rain fart. Oh, man. Killer.
It's like, what ifs, you know? Like, this is what we could do. This is
basically,
what might
what's
happen.
What's the word for that? What's the word? I can't think.
Might?
No.
Happen?
Yes. It's might, Donnie. The word was might. No.
might. Happen?
It's all, Ouya is might.
It's like, I'm trying to look for like prototype. I can't think. But yeah, pretty much right now, the Ouya is pretty much like a prototype. Nothing's like really been made yet. They kind of know what they want to do. But I mean, it's a good chance something will come out. I don't know how well it'll be, but it raised like 8 million, like I don't know. I think it's not 8 million, but $8,000. So, I mean,
a lot of dough on Kickstarter.
They
got a lot of backers. The thing is, it's a $100 system, and I don't know. Like, and this just came to me. I haven't discussed it previous, but if you know, it would be something I maybe even would buy for my kids. Mm-hmm. You know. Just a cheap $100 system that I can download Android-type games that they would have fun playing. So, you know, that's another option, too, because I don't know whether or not this thing's going to be able to cater to the hardcore gamers like us, you know, and the people we know and deal with.
Well,
how much have y'all supported Kickstarters in the past? Like, have y'all ever actually Kickstarted anything yourselves?
No, I just heard of it, like, 2 months ago.
I mean,
not even that long.
So
Donnie's just getting his Kickstarter started to get himself a grill.
I'm going to give me a Kickstarter to give me another station.
Right now, it's at like, I think it's the second most money raised right now so far for Kickstarter. There's like one thing beating it. But I mean, it raised $8,500 or something. So I mean, like,
But anybody who put in that much money, he's going to have to give them all free systems.
I think that's the thing. If you donated $100, you get the system, like, first out.
What?
Yeah, like,
you get all the first. I think you would have to donate a lot more than $100 for. Well, you wouldn't really be donating it because you just bought it if it cost $100.
Well, yeah, it's like that's what they're doing. Is they're taking money up front.
Yeah,
you pay it up front. They sly cookies, you. Yeah, if you donate $100, we'll give you our free copy of our system.
Well, that's what you're doing, though. You're basically pre-ordering the system for $100, and that gives them money to work with to build the thing. And then so that's all that was.
Yeah, they raised.
You think it's
$8 million? That's a crazy number. Great.
What'd be cool? I think I don't know too much about it. But I don't even play Android games, or I really don't even play app games really at all. But a thing, what I think would be cool, I don't know if they mentioned this in the article, if you can take your games or your apps from your Android phone and somehow transfer them over to them, so you can have two ways of downloading games, and will these games also be HD?
I don't know if it's going to be HD or not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
See, that's not $100. That's not worth $100.
Do you think it's an answer to the negative energy that people give when they say that these video games are becoming too expensive? And then their counterattack to that is, oh, well, I can purchase this like $3 Angry Birds game and my son is like entertained for days. But to spend $60 on a game that he'll beat in like 2 months, do you think this like new system is a counterattack for that idea?
I'm sure that's probably the target audience is the parents and the little kids, you know. Like okay. I said, that's where money's going to come from. I think that's where their big base is, because, you know, I'm not going to spend $100 so I can play Angry Birds on my TV, you know.
That is Kyle. That's funny. That's pretty funny.
I don't see that, you know, in my mind, that's not a steal. You know, I'd rather go spend $600 for the new PlayStation and, you know, $60, $80 a game. You know, even if it takes me, you know, a couple weeks to a month to beat the game, I'd rather spend that money than spend $100 so I can play Angry Birds on my television.
Okay, now, people know me, I want it for free. So, if I get this system, the games I got on my Android, I'd be able to transfer them for free.
I don't see why you wouldn't. It would probably link to, like, your Google Play account.
How come you don't see why you wouldn't? Because you couldn't do that in a PlayStation.
Well, yeah, but this is an Android device. It's like if you go buy a new Android phone tomorrow, you can re-download all the apps you've already paid for. You can re-download them onto your new device just through your account, your Gmail account.
Isn't a disc copy of a PlayStation game a PlayStation device or something like of that sort?
Well, yeah, but...
So why should I have to pay you to play my own game that I bought and I just can't transfer it over?
I don't know. I ain't got no answer for that, Mark. So this is you're not talking about, now you're attacking the PlayStation system, not versus the media system.
I'm talking about getting it for free because I already own it.
Yeah, it's gonna happen on Ouya, and I don't know why you can't do it on the PlayStation. I'm not the one to talk about.
Okay, one more thing about this Ouya. What's the deal with the freaking name? We came out with dang on Wii. Nintendo came out with Wii, and now they're going with Ouya.
No, have you heard the like they have like a little logo thing that, you know, the sound effect, and it sounds just like the old school Sega Genesis. Ooh, yeah.
That's funny. Wow.
That is good.
That's no joke. That's what it is, though. I'm serious. If you go and you find it, you find the like, there's got to be a recording somewhere of it. They had somebody spliced it into one of our Joypad and Me podcasts. But yeah, it's like, it's all.
Oh, name drop. Ooh, yeah. Name drop.
I'm just waiting for the letter O to like roll across the text, kind of like Sonic did when he ran across Sega.
Totally.
You just gave him a free piece of advice. You should have had them pay you for that. That's going to happen now.
No, they're going to have to pay Sega for that.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That's good.
That's what it sounds like. I ain't kidding. When you fire this bad boy up, it's going to have that sound. It's going to sound just like you're gonna be transported way back to your Sega Genesis days.
You know? Oh, man. I wonder, would I get sued for naming this show that, though? Ooh, yeah.
I doubt it.
You know what? And I want to put ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
A lot of... That's funny. You have a guess I mean, I guess. Do you have a topic you want to talk about, Rain?
No, I don't. I didn't even think of one. Man, I've done enough guest topics here. I should be immune from the guest topics.
Migo, I know you wanted to talk about this sleeping dolls. You still got it on your mind, bruh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fun. I don't know.
Tell me. We have a tester on the show, which is a good friend of mine. I got to say again, grew up with this guy. You know what? I got my first major injury.
Oh, for me. For me.
Face, man. We was running around on a boat haul without the boat on it, and I slipped, and one of those king-size screws went into my little boy knee.
Oh, damn.
No, not the actual part you screw in, the nut part that sticks out that you screw into it. That, right. So, it took a lot of force to get that big hole into my knee, and yet I hollered like there was not going to be a tomorrow. And the same day, I found out my parents was lying to me about peroxide because it does burn.
It does.
It's not as bad as alcohol, though. Believe that.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, and I always gotta tell that every time I'm around you for new.
You tell that at my graduation parties.
I still have the scar. It never completely healed up. I have my own Kratos scar, but it's on my knee.
On your knee. Took a bolt to the knee.
Right.
My stomach. So, yeah. But yeah, you were testing another studios. And my first question is, I have two. First one is, how did you get into it? And is it what people think it is?
Okay. First off, I started at NetherRealm Studios and worked on Mortal Kombat 9. I immediately moved to Volition Inc. and tested Saints Row 3. And then next I moved to back to NetherRealm and tested MK for the Vita, Arkham Lockdown, which is an iOS game, Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection, which is a downloadable game. And then I moved to RoboMoto and tested. I just finished testing Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD. So I have, like, you know, a few different companies under my belt.
Those poop noises, for you don't know, is for wax into the Tony Hawk, man. Mortal Kombat HD or collection. Not HD collection, but collection. But sweet, man. I forgot all about the Saints Row 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, to answer your question, I went to school with one of the concept artists who worked at Midway at the time. He worked on Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. And when they were transferring companies, you know, bumping into NetherRealm, he was one of the first artists to get picked up to work to start on Mortal Kombat. And he's the one who contacted HR and got me in.
So you just had a hookup, somebody you knew.
Yep.
Hey, you, nothing wrong with that.
The other question is it everything? Is it what people think it is as far as testing video games?
It is, but you have to understand that it's a job, and that there are computer programs you need to know. There are procedures you have to follow, and like it's like you're doing what you love to do with rules. But because you love doing it, it's so much fun that you never have an issue breaking any of the rules. You know, you want to learn what program allows you to check out the videos, or you want to know how to upload proper builds. You know, like you want to know the process to be able to do what you love doing. So, yes, you're sitting down playing video games all day, but nonetheless, you are working. And there are things that you have to be aware of. You have to be sharp at all times and pay attention to things. You can't let things slide by, you know. So, but yeah, I will say it's what people imagine it is.
Is this your regular job? Like, I mean, you're 9 to 5. Do you do something else to bring in money too, or is this it?
No, this is it. When I'm working, I'm in there roughly 40 to about 85 hours a week.
Ooh.
And you actually work at the studio itself. Like, this isn't like a distance type job, like a telecommuting type thing.
Mm-mm, I'm right on site.
Oh my goodness, man! I gotta come visit you, man. You're just like grandma's boy.
I get that all the time. And you know what's funny is I haven't really like finished watching that movie, so I don't really know exactly what Grandma's Boy is about. But
woofy, man. So when people come back to you about Grandma's Boy, you can be like, heck yeah.
Yeah, I definitely need to rent that movie so I can assess the question correctly.
Oh man. Okay, now I wanna know, is it some paperwork? It is paperwork involved in it too, right?
I would put good money. He's under NDAs that he can't talk about. So,
well, what kind of paperwork?
Well, I'm talking about paperwork as far as like where I have to write down what I
found. Yeah, like I mean, is your job all just straight up playing video games, or you got forms you got to fill out and stuff like that? You know, like desk job type stuff.
Yeah, there are online databases that I input information into, and that's what disperses to the developers. So no, I'm not writing paper. I'm not writing on paper, but I am filling out online.
You put in like when you were running up on a bug, you fill out like what happened, what you did to cause it, like where it was located, like all the information pertinent to the event, and then you upload it, and then it sends out to the people who are working on the game, and you continue testing, trying to replicate it to see if it's just a one-off thing, that kind of stuff. So.
Yep.
You forgetting technical with us, amigo.
So for all them young kids out there listening to this podcast that want to become game testers, basically your word of advice to them is to go to school with somebody who designs video games so you can hook up.
Yeah, having some type of art degree or design degree is definitely a plus to getting in. But what I learned is that you don't necessarily have to be a designer to be a tester. You have some games that the studio wants to make sure that anybody can pick up the game and understand how to play it, understand functionality, and actually have fun with it. So, I mean, I've come across younger kids, testing with younger kids. I've come across people who don't even play games, who don't even like games.
Well, they have to bring in varying degrees of people because the gaming market's so wide, and they're looking for all different kinds of angles when marketing and when implementing features. So, I mean, you have to have all kinds of people to test your game, even though they might not be your main audience.
Gotta cut you on the part we're talking about pick up the game and have fun with it. And Mortal Kombat, if they want us to have fun with it, why did they put the challenges in there?
Why did they?
Yes, as far as when we had to fight about 8 Shao Kahns without dying.
That wasn't too fun to you?
No, that wasn't fun.
It was what it was, you know. It was a unique addition to the game to go beyond just fighting in a normal, you know, person versus person arena. Yeah. So it was just to like break up the monotony, break up what was like what everyone's used to doing. Kind of like in Street Fighter when you had that what is that special stage where you like fight the car who can cause the most damage. You know, it's just to kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah, but that's the stupidest my first. But no, actually, in Mortal Kombat, that's the best part of the game to me is those challenges. When you go, what is it? Is it 100 or 300 of them?
Yeah,
300. So to me, that's the funnest part of the whole game. Even though I do love throwing back the multiple fatalities, which is I don't know, understood why they ever took multiple fatalities away, but yeah. That I love that game. It's the best Mortal Kombat they came out with to date, in my opinion. And I might be pushing it with this question, but I'm gonna ask it, and if you answer it, cool with me. I'm gonna have every last character ever made in the Mortal Kombat universe by the time he was done with this game. But yet he's moving on to that superhero crap, and we don't have nowhere near the characters that we said we were gonna have.
Well, Mortal Kombat 9 was Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 put together.
We don't have
it was 1, 2, and 3 put together.
But he said we was going to have all the characters.
Well, maybe when he said all, he probably meant the large amount of the original cast of Mortal Kombat. Because once you hit Ultimate or Trilogy,
it gets crazy.
Then you start pulling in random people like Motaro and Kentaro, and like they're not a part of the original storyline of Mortal Kombat. Just 1, 2, and 3.
We have Kentaro. Isn't Kentaro the other guy? We have him.
Yeah, he's in the Challenge Tower in the arcade mode, but he's not playable.
Oh, well, you're right. I thought he was playable, but yeah, you may be right.
So
no, he's probably right.
Maybe when he said all the characters, you interpreted it a different way than what he meant.
Yeah, I'm thinking when I have every.
See, Boone said that we'd have all the characters following the release of the game. And so why didn't I have those when I got home with the game?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about daddy's head here. I forgot.
Okay, I got another question for you. Can answer it. Are you still doing any work to Mortal Kombat? Like, can you go to them now if you had, like, an idea and put it, you know, give it to them and they could patch it in, or they think
it in? For the Mortal Kombat game?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 9. Any more?
No, that game is done.
Oh, serious? I have a great add-on I can put into the game.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now, this would be hecka funny, in my opinion. In my head, it was hilarious. Okay, they should come out with an add-on where you can do, let me see if I'm pronouncing it right. Suicidalities.
What?
Why would you do that?
Because it's funny. Like, think of, let's go with Kamau for a second. Let's go with Kamau. You know the finishing move where he take his hat off, throw it, and they go past the guy, and it comes back and cut the head off? Let's say when he throw it and it comes back, the guy ducks again and they end up cutting Kung Lao's head off. Suicidality.
So the Their fatality ends up killing themselves.
Yes. Suicide.
You crazy.
Come on, that's hilarious. It is in Mortal Kombat. Put it in, Glenn. Put it in. All right. Any more
questions?
I'm good. I think my questions got answered.
But you are the tester.
Yeah, it's a fun industry.
Do you have any, like, you know, lead-ins to the tester when they come out with the next one? Like, will you be able to, like, be, like, look, I work for Boom, put me on.
Oh, the show, the PlayStation Network show, The Tester, that's what he's talking about.
Oh, no, I don't, if anything, they might not even want me because I have experience.
You're already there.
Yes, like, I honestly don't even want to apply for that show no more because I feel like it wouldn't even do me any justice, you know. I'd rather somebody who hasn't never tested get the chance.
Oh,
hey. I actually met, do you guys know Nauseous?
Yeah. No. The other black guy.
Yeah. Do you know Sky Diddy?
We don't know him, but we're trying to get him on a show because of Tricky thinks that's me somehow incarnated.
What about Will Santiago, the guy who won season 3?
That's the military guy, right?
Yeah.
To me, in my opinion, you should have won that show hands down, no matter what.
I just came back from California about 2 weeks ago, and I hung out with all three of those guys.
That is smooth. See, man, I want to be in the industry.
You know what? Amigo was in Texas, Austin, Texas. That's like one of the number one cities for gaming companies.
Yep.
That's where you should be.
Yeah, that's what you got to do is find a place where there are video game. I mean, I'm sitting in Roswell, New Mexico. I ain't finding no video game developers here.
Yeah, man. And Chicago has like, I can count off about 10 or 15 companies, and it's still not one of the top cities for gaming companies. So just imagine how many gaming companies are in Austin or like a Seattle or California, you know?
Michigan have nothing.
No, that's why I left, man.
Hey,
I left immediately.
All that we got is crime on a rise.
That's funny.
Man, that's some bull crap.
It is what it is, man.
Well, that's all my questions. I was really hoping still to push that add-on to Mortal Kombat 9. See that, man, for real. And I think he would consider that. If he was to hear it, I think he would at least consider it. See, you, man. Take it. You can say it's from you.
Wait, no, I would never do that.
You don't think that's funny, though? You don't think that would be good, though, in your opinion? It's Mortal Kombat, man.
It's unique.
And that's exactly what Mortal Kombat is.
It's Donnie.
There you go. It's Donnie. That's the best way to put it. And Donnie is unique, so that works.
Well, think about it. Look at Sator's. He got the funniest, one of the most funniest fatalities when he turned a person into a scarecrow. Come on. Now, to have a suicidality? Gangster. Okay, well, I guess we don't have any more questions for my man's Glenn. Same emoji. That'll bring us to the end of the show. We have two new shows. Well, not new. I don't even know how many new shows we got coming out, but we got a couple of new shows coming out. MMO Empires and Legal Chat.
MMO Empires is actually already out, and League Chat is in the works. It's actually a podcast with me and one of the co-hosts of the DCO show, Burning Fury. So check that out. We're working on it. It should be coming around soon. So.
Well, I know that. I don't know what's going on in my own site.
You didn't get that email, Daddy.
No, I didn't get the memo.
Show, but I don't pay attention to the end until I get to my part, which is the sponsor. Oh, man. So I had to do it because, hey, I'm the only one who does it, and I'm the host for tonight. We also looking for writers. Proven Gamer Network. Well, Proven Gamer. I always say network.
ProvenGamer.com.
I always try to make us sound more professional than what we are.
Oh, we're professional. I don't know what you're trying to imply there, Donnie.
Writers for ProvenGamer.com.
If you're interested in applying, go to ProvenGamer.com. Go over to the Help Wanted tab, and all the information there is there for you to apply. So, yeah, just take a look if you're interested. So,
we also. App Stitcher, check us out on that. Our other show, which is DC Show and PG Spoilers, which comes out whenever we feel like putting one out.
This week is a good week to listen to the DCO show if you're interested in that. The guys over there had on Meps and Jans Anderson, two of the people who work on the game, and they do some pretty in-depth talk about what's going on in DCO with the next couple updates. So. It's definitely worth a listen if you play or have been thinking about playing the game. So,
yeah. That's for DCO fans.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you contact us on at Trophy Horrors. You can also contact us individually. Me, Young Twits, Amigo. This is what Amigo at Amigo, right?
At Amigo Snipe.
At Amigo Snipe. I'm sorry about that. We have NM Rain. Is NM Rain.
At NM Rain.
NM Rain. That at always gets me. And look us up on Facebook. No.
What about Glenuwine?
I was about to get to Glenuwine.
Okay. Well, you jump from Twitter to Facebook and then you jump back to Twitter again.
That's where Donnie do his thing.
Okay. I'll let you handle it then. You handle it.
Also. Glenn, you win.
I don't have a.
Oh, you don't do Twitter.
Twitter. I just have Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So
Facebook, will it be Glenuwine or
no? It's just Glenn Letier.
Oh, okay.
And it's the logo. It's a picture of Solomon Grundy from Injustice. Because there's two different accounts I have. So.
Sweet. And we also on Steam. Group on Steam. You can also look at our page on YouTube. We have some pretty cool videos that be coming up every now and then. Videos on YouTube is Official Proven Gamer on YouTube. Check it out. And I'm putting me a video up real soon of me ripping apart my PlayStation.
Well, you make it sound evil.
To reapply some thermal paste. I did a lot of stuff. I took it apart just to put down some paste. Check us out on iTunes. That's where you can get the show also, and give us a 5-star rating, leave the comments, and I'm gonna get to those comments too, because I want to read some more of those out. We did episodes ago, and I want to read some more. So post comments on there so I can read some more on the show. Now, do anybody have any shout outs?
Just go around the corner. Go around everybody. Amigo, who you shouting out?
Amigo, who you shouting out?
I don't have anyone to shout out today.
Dirty. Glenny Wine, shout outs.
Shout outs. Shout outs to my QA friends. Do it big. Shout outs to the studios. Shout outs to Donnie. Thanks for having me on here. It's a pleasure. That's it.
Right. Shout outs.
Shout outs. First, I want to shout out Donnie for having me on the show. I'd like to shout out Amigo Sniped. Good being on the show with you. Glenuwine, definitely good meeting you. I'd also like to shout out my crew over at joypadandme.com. We do a podcast over there as well. You can check us out on iTunes as well. It's called The Jamcast. Just always a pleasure being here.
Shout out my three companions for today's episode. Amigo, Frank.
The same OG.
On the show. Also, yes, add Glenny Wang on the PlayStation Network. On the PlayStation Network is Glenny Wang. Thank Glenny Wang for put Glenn in front of it.
With two N's.
N with two N's. G-L-E-N-N. Wine.
U-W-I-N-E.
Wine.
Wine.
And?
I'm going to start calling you U-Wine.
Yo.
So that's cheese with that wine.
Yup. Yup. You just got some street cred now. U-Wine.
U-Wine.
All right. To next episode. Keep those trophies coming my way. Try to catch up to me. And maybe one day you'll be just like me. It's out.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, it's the end of the show. Let the credits roll. Y'all gotta go. And I'm about to pull a puppy. Shut down the studio. But how was it though?
It was dope. Had me rolling on the floor, yo.
Oh, squad.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a dime on Simone.
And I'm gonna
let people know. Y'all the real
trophy hoe. Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, thanks for listening to the show. Oh.